Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of love, laughter, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to help you navigate the sometimes messy, always exhilarating world of relationships. And today, honey, we're diving deep into something super important. Finding strength in your emotions and embracing authentic expression. You know, those feelings that can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, taking us to the highest highs and the lowest lows. Yet those. Ever felt like you need to bottle them up, pretend they don't exist, or even worse, shame yourself for having them? Let's be honest, it happens to all of us. We're taught from a young age to toughen up, to suppress our feelings, and to keep things cool and collected, especially in relationships. But guess what? Holding back your emotions is like trying to hold back the tide. It just doesn't work. Bottling it all up can lead to resentment, misunderstandings, and a whole lot of emotional baggage that weighs you down. We need to learn to feel our feelings fully, without judgment, and express them authentically. Because, trust me, when you allow yourself to be vulnerable and open, that's when the real magic happens in relationships. So let's break it down, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you find strength in your emotions and embrace authentic expression. 1. Acknowledge and accept your feelings. The first step is simply recognizing what you're feeling. Don't try to ignore or suppress them. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions: joy, sadness, anger, frustration, even boredom. Think of it like this. Emotions are signals. They're telling you something important about your needs, your boundaries, and your well-being. To name it, to tame it. Putting a label on your feelings can be incredibly powerful. Instead of just saying, "I feel bad," try to pinpoint exactly what you're feeling. "I'm feeling anxious," "I'm feeling overwhelmed," or "I'm feeling frustrated." When you can articulate your emotions, they feel less overwhelming and more manageable. 3. Express yourself authentically. This doesn't mean you have to go around screaming your feelings from the rooftops, although sometimes that might be tempting. It means communicating your needs and desires honestly and respectfully using I statements. For example, instead of saying "you never listen to me," try "I feel unheard when I don't get a response." 4. Find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process our emotions in healthy ways. Exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, creative expression, whatever works for you. Find what helps you release those feelings and recharge your emotional batteries. 5. Practice empathy. Remember that everyone is navigating their own emotional landscape. Try to approach situations with understanding and compassion, even when it's challenging. You might be surprised at how much more connected you feel when you practice empathy in your relationships. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario that I bet a lot of you can relate to. Imagine this: you and your partner have been together for a while, things are going great, but you're feeling a little stressed lately with work deadlines, family obligations, the whole 9 yards. You know your partner is awesome and supportive, but you've been hesitant to share how you're feeling because you don't want to burden them or seem like a complainer. You keep telling yourself, "It's not a big deal, I can handle it myself," but deep down, you feel this pressure building up. Sound familiar? This is where authentic expression comes in. Bottling it all up will only make things worse. Instead, try this. Find a moment when you both have some time to connect. Share how you're feeling with your partner honestly and openly. Use statements like "I'm feeling overwhelmed lately," or "I need a little extra support right now." They might surprise you by offering helpful solutions, words of encouragement, or simply a listening ear. You'll probably feel so much lighter and more connected after expressing your feelings authentically. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you find strength in your emotions and embrace authentic expression in your relationships. Remember, being vulnerable isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. When you allow yourself to be truly seen and heard, you create space for deeper connection, greater understanding, and more fulfilling relationships. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any tips that have helped you find strength in your emotions. Leave a comment on the show page or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, embrace your feelings, express yourself authentically, and never underestimate the power of vulnerability in building strong, loving relationships.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.